Morning, Boker Tov. Today's Amud in Araisa is Psachim Daf Nun Tes Amud Aleph. We got right down to the bottom of Nun Ches Amud Beis. I believe we reached Tanu Rabbanu. We did right at the second last line of the page. Tanu Rabbanu. Tamid Kaidim Pesach. Pesach Kaidim Kateris. Kateris Kaidim Lanair. So what's going on here is, if you remember, we had right at the end of yesterday's Shir, we discussed that the last carbon of the day is the carbon, tamid, on a regular day, aleh hashlem, midarshan, first carbon of the day is the tamid, shashachar, last carbon of the day is tamid shemen avayim. We pointed out that there are other avoidas that are done, let's say prior to the first carbon of the day, chumas neshen, it's not a carbon that you do before the tamid shachar. And we pointed out, really, we came for this gemara, that after the last tamid of the day, carbon of the day, namely the tamid shemen avayim, you have other avoidas as well, namely k'tayris. That's what k'tayris is really more of an offering. K'tayris, the neiris, that does take place after the Tamid, and of course, like the Elam asked yesterday, I think you asked this, what's Pshat the Karban Pesach? Karban Pesach, of course, we've taken for granted from the first Mishnah of this Perek, Tamid Nishchat, from just a couple of days ago, we've taken for granted that the Pesach goes after the Tamid. So it says the Marna Abraisa to that effect. Tanarban. Tamid Kayin the Pesach, the Tamid goes before the Pesach. Tamid Shemin Abayim. The afternoon Tamid goes before the Pesach. Pesach and the Keteris. And after the Pesach goes the Keteris. And after Keteris, Keteris Kayin the Neiris. The Keteris takes precedence, it goes before the Neiris. They were now elaborates top of Nudes Menalv. Yuchar Davar Shnemer Bayit Be'erev Ubein Arbayim. Let that which it says about it, Be'erev, this is talking about the Karban Pesach, it says both Be'erev and Bein Arbayim, it should go after the Tamid, which only has Bein Arbayim. The Davar Shnemer Bayit Be'erev Ela Bein Arbayim Bavad. The Tamid Shnemer Bein Arbayim only has the words Bein Arbayim. Karban Pesach has the words Bein Arbayim and Be'erev. Makes sense it can go after. That's the answer to the question that Reb Asher had asked. Fine. Bush Alexander. Iachi, says the Gemara, that's the primary name. Iachi, Keteris, Veneris, Nami, Nakdimil Pesach, says the Gemara, one second, but if that's the logic, then the Pesach should be the very last. Pesach has both Bein Arbayim and Be'erev, it should go after Keteris and Neris as well, says the Gemara. Yuchadov Shnema Be'erev, U Bein Arbayim, Ladov Shnema Be'erev, Ela Bein Arbayim Avad, Lechayra Pesach, which has Be'erev and Bein Arbayim, should go after the Meneira, the Keteris, which only has the word Bein Arbayim does not Be'erev. Answers Gemara, Shiny Hasan Demir Rachman Eisei. Over there by the Menorah, the Pasuk says the word Eisei, Yarech Eisei, right? We're talking about setting up the Menorah. Yarech Eisei is the word Eisei. We have a Mia, Titania. The Menorah explains for the Braisa. Me'erev Ad Beker. The Pasuk says you should arrange the Menorah, Me'erev Ad Beker. Tain Lamidasa, which means give enough oil, a mead of oil, Shetei Delekis Me'erev Ad Beker, that should be able to light continuously from the night to the morning. You have to put that much oil in there. That's drasha number one. We'll get back to that actually. Coming up Chanukah a couple weeks, very relevant. Davar Acher, Ein Lecha Avayda, Shekshere Me'erev Ad Beker, Elizu Bavad. There's no Avayda's Kasher from night to morning except for this. So that's a new drasha. We're making a new drasha that the last thing that's Kasher in the day, Avayda, is namely the Menaira. That's why it goes last. My time, the Mara really explains, where do you see up the second drasha in the Pasuk? Ein Lecha Avayda, that's Kasher Me'erev Ad Beker, Elizu, where do you see in the Pasuk? Amakra, Yarech Isa Aaron, Ubanav, Me'erev Ad Beker. So it's not just the Yarech Isa. It's the Yarech Eisei Me'erevad Beiker. We put together Eisei Me'erevad Beiker, Ve'indavach Me'erevad Beiker. Shmak Adrasha. That what? That the dinner Menorah is, that's from Erev to Beiker, nothing else. That's the one Eisei. So that's the last one of the day till the next morning, namely the Menorah. What about Keteris? It's the Keteris the Neiris, and the Keteris is compared to the Neiris. So since we have a Hekesh of the Keteris to the Neiris, because the Pasuk says that he's supposed to burn the Keteris when at the time that the Menorah is lit. So since we have a Hekesh of the Keteris to the Neiris, just like the Neiris is at the very end, the Keteris is also at the very end. Let's go backwards to a few points. So one second. So who says the Menorah should be last? Maybe the Keteris should be the very last. Who said the Keteris? Who says the Menorah should be the very last? So the simple answer is, the Menorah has the drasha. Menorahs, we have the drasha Me'erev Ad Beker. Keteris is being learned from Menorah. So if Keteris is being learned from Menorah, it makes sense, Zak de Rivam, it makes sense that the Menorah should be last, not the Keteris. I do both at once. Ein Eisei Mitzvah Chavir Chavilos. That is the Rivam's approach. The Echana says that Menorah L'maisa now Menorah has now, the Gemara before it said that what goes last, the Karban Pesach goes later than the Karban Tamid because it has Be'erev and Bein Arbayim. Well, now, guess what? The Menorah has Bein Arbayim and Me'erev. Me'erev and Bein Arbayim. So that's why it goes very last. You ask why it goes after Pesach? That was a separate drasha. But our question now is why does the Neiris go after the Keteris? That could be because of a similar, like, Me'erev and Bein Arbayim, which the which the Keteris doesn't have. Keteris says Hekish, but doesn't have those words. Therefore, goes less. So again, either seemingly the more simple answer is the Pashup shot that the Menaira has the Pesukim and Keteris just learned from Menaira. It makes sense the one that has the Pesukim explicit goes later than the one that has just the Hekish. But again, or that's the Rivam, but the Rebbein Chanal says it has Me'erev and has Bein Arbayim. But before that, just a couple of points. First of all, the Rambam, we're saying that the reason why Pesach goes after the Tamid is because Pesach has the words Erev and has the words Bein Abayim. Rambam says, you know why Karban Pesach goes after the Tamid? Because if you're going to make the Karban Pesach before the Tamid, it's going to have to be, you're going to have to, Tamid is by 8 and a half hours of the day. I mean, that's on the standard. 8 and a half hours of the day. We make it earlier in Erev Pesach to give you more time for the Karban Pesach afterwards. But go the other way. If you're going to make the Karban Pesach first, you're not going to finish all the Karban Pesach by 8 and a half hours of the day. And therefore, it's just not practical. That's the Rambam writes. All the freshmen jump all over and say, first of all, not practical. So do what you can. And 8.5 hours a day wasn't the last time to bring the Talmud. You can bring it at 9.5. We just put it in the middle because Shiloh is a drush or not. You put it in the middle because that was a comfortable time. But if you need more time to do the Kabbalahs prior, push it back a little further. First of all. Second of all, our Gemara, maybe more importantly, easier. Our Gemara says very clearly it's a drush. It's based on Psukim. As Be'erev, as Bein Arbayim by Pesach, because that's a double lush and as a lush of Erev Bein Arbayim, it makes sense. It goes later than the Karban Tamid. So we have our Gemara is giving a drasha. Why is Rambam bringing it based on a svara of not going to have time? The Farshim, they deal with the question, try to give different answers. But look, a little bit shver, Rambam seems to have a whole different mahalach than our Gemara gave a clear reasoning based on the pasuk, and Rambam brings a reasoning which, besides for not being based on the pasuk, this questions why can't you start away bechatzeis right away right after chatzeis to come Pesach? Wait 4 hours. Wait till 9.5 hours of the day. Wait till 10 hours, and then bring the tummy. You still have to take the chayra, unless the Rambam holds that drasha was drasha raisa earlier. Okay, or on the Rambam. Taisus brings the shayla. What about Pesach Sheni? Pesach Sheni, the Torah says you bring carbon bein arbayim. Pesach Sheni doesn't say be'erev. So over there, is it going to go before the tamid or after the tamid? Taisus says avak shmakaraya. The Gemara Rambam Pesach Madaf Tadihei brings a Mishnah, brings a list of chilukim between Pesach Risha, Pesach Sheni, towards the end of this kachya blot, there's 35 blot for now, right? It discusses the differences between Pesach Risha, Pesach Sheni, and it doesn't say that Pesach Sheni goes before the Tamid. It doesn't list it on the list. Sounds like it goes like Pesach Risha after the Tamid. Sounds like it's like Pesach Risha goes after the Tamid. Sounds like the man will make a chiluk. In fact, that's not listed as a chiluk. Sounds like it's not a chiluk. Taisa deflects the back and says no, but you have a concept of Tanav Ashayar. The Tanav that could give a list of chilukim, and there could be other chilukim that weren't part of the list but still exist. So the fact that it's not on the list is not a foolproof raya. So he's knight to that tzad, but he says it's not a foolproof raya. But a kishmak ashayla, what about Pesach Sheni? Is the Pesach Sheni also after the Tamid, or Pesach Sheni goes before the Tamid? That is still a shayla. Okay, next. That Rambam, right. Well, according to Rambam, well, not really. Even according to Rambam, because Rambam, the issue is Erev Pesach, real Erev Pesach, Pesach Rishon. Reif Kassos being Karbanos, Karban Pesach, is just too much. Pesach Sheni, Mestam wouldn't have that same issue anyway. So according to Rambam also, you could have the same debate that maybe Pesach Sheni, not such a concern. Meaning, if anything, I'm not sure this is the direction you're going, but you could say you're lumbus, but opposite. That since Pesach Sheni, presumably, it wasn't so many Pesachim that should be an issue, it should be pushed over there, keep the regular time at 8.5 hours, and have the Karban Pesach come first, according to Rambam. According to Rambam, it's just a practical issue. Over there, it should sure be earlier. According to the other Malach, that's what we have a Shiloh. You don't have to wear Be'erev, there's a play. Okay. So, the Gemara further. The Tanya Kikushin. There's a Braisa that taught according to our question, meaning, Tamid kaidim l'kateris. Tamid goes before the kateris. Kateris kedemes l'neiris. The kateris goes before the neiris. The neiris kedemes l'pesach. According to this version, what goes last? Karban Pesach. And the logic is yuchar dover shemar by be'erev u'bein arbayim l'dover shemar by el bein arbayim bavad. The reason why the Karban Pesach goes last is because it has the words be'erev and has the words bein arbayim, whereas the other ones only have bein arbayim. They don't have be'erev. We spoke out this me'erev by the menorah, but you don't have be'erev. Okay. In fact, Gemara, what about the drasha? The second raiser now is obviously at odds with the earlier raiser. Holds Karban Pesach as the very last, even after menorah, even after k'teris. What does it do with the pasuk of Isai? That Isa comes to exclude Avoid the Shebefnim, or my new Keteris. Meaning, when it says Isa by Menorah, Menorah just means that the last Avoid Befnim, let's just give ourselves a little bit of a chazara, what the setup in the base Mikdash was. The Menorah and the Shulchan and the Mizbeach Hazav were all in the Hegel, right? They're all in the Hegel. That's called Pnim. The Kodesh Kodashim is a five of them. The major Mizbeach, called the bigger Mizbeach, the Mizbeach Adama, that was all, not Mizbeach Azav, the Mizbeach Adama, that was, sometimes called Mizbeach Choshes, that was in the Azara. That's where you shechted near that Mizbeach and you bazarik the dam of come out all the Kabbanas. There are a couple Kabbanas with Zrikas Dam Bifnim, and the Kateris, you do the Akhtara on the Mizbeach Bifnim. The Benairah also is lit Bifnim. So since the Menorah and the Keteris are both Pnim, we're saying, you know what the drasha of Menorah being last is for? Legabe Avoidah's Pnim. Legabe Avoidah's in the Heichel, Legabe that Menorah is the last. But not Legabe Avoidah, Becholius, for example, Karban Pesach, which is a Machutz. Chutz just means the Azara. It just means Chutz from the Pnim. So that, the Pesach is last. Says Gemara, Hay Ayis Mbaila Nimutah Avoidah's Pnim. Umayni Keteris comes to exclude Avoidah's Pnim, that the Menorah goes last to exclusion of Keteris. Sagadei Chamina, Holik Sibalas Baalis Arayin Asaneris Ben Arbaim Yakti Rena. So Yakti Rena, it says, that's the Pesach, that's the Hekish that we referenced before. That when, at the time when Aaron lights the lamps in the Ben Arbaim, Yakti Rena, he should burn the Keteris. So Eman Nadlik Neiris Bereish Vadanak Keteris. The wording of that Pesach seems to indicate lighting the Menorah, then doing the Keteris. I would have thought that the Menorah precedes the Keteris. Keteris goes afterwards. So therefore, I have the Drasha of Eisai, elevate, right? I have the Drasha to tell me, Mid Rachman Eisai, to tell me that no, that the Menorah goes last. Ask them 1 second. But if that's the case, elevate Abayim Yaktirena, Lamali. What do I do with the Abayim Yaktirena? Doesn't Taka sound like that Lashon that after the Ben Arbaim of the Menorah comes the Yaktirena of the Keteris? No, Hacham Rachmana, be even the Mat Lakas Neiris, Tehe Mekteris, Mekatra Keteris. At the time that you're lighting the Menorah, Yakti Rena already prior. The Keteris should already be in the process of being, right? You already did the act of putting the Keteris on the incense on the Mizbeach, and it's already being burnt up, but it already happened prior. There is a discussion. Does it mean Mamash prior the way I just touched it? Rashi learns exactly the way we touched it. That means prior. At the time that I'm doing the Menorah, you have already done the Keteris, Yakti Rena. Other shaykhs say no. Rashi learns means during, and it fits very well when we say when we discuss in the mornings in the Karbanos, we say that the Seder Abaye gave a whole Seder, right? We quoted the whole Seder, and the Seder has they would do 5 Neiros, take a break, and then come back to 2 Neiros. In between the Neiros, they did other stuff before finishing the Neiros. So here too. Says Rajba, in between lighting all the Neiros, you did the Keteris. So it doesn't mean Yakti Rena before, like prior, like you already did it. You're not ready. While you're doing the Neiros, you do the, which is funny because if you recall, we just said a few moments ago from the, who do we say it from? We said it from the Rabbi Nechanano, that how do we know that the Menorah is last after the Keteris? Maybe Keteris should be last. In fact, the Gemara itself addressed it, but at the point of the Gemara earlier, how do we know? He said, because you're not going to do both at the same time. I'm sorry, it wasn't the Rabbi Nechanano, it was the Rivam. You're not going to do both at once because it's the Mitzvah Chavilas. And therefore, it makes sense. The Menorah is the Ikar Pasuk. It should go last, and the Hekesh, which is only Hekesh, should be second to last. But L'chaira, I'm not saying it's Mitzvah Chavilas. It sounds like ultimately, according to Rashi, at least, we do to an extent. We have in the middle of the act of Menorah, and there's a break. You're not doing it at the same time. But in the middle of Menorah, there's a break, and you do Keteris. Okay, by the way, Yaktirena means that the Keteris is taking place. The Keteris is already burning before the Menorah is completed, whether it's fully before or during the discussion of Shainim, but it's ready to be taken care of. Okay. Now, Rambam says that you're allowed to light the Neiros of the Menorah outside and bring it into the Heichel afterwards. Sounds like even the Chetchila. Rabbit says it's kosher, there's a big Menorah, but it's kosher if you theoretically lit the Menorah outside of the Heichel in Azara, and then you brought it into the Heichel, but the evidence is kosher, but you're not the Chetchila. So even according to Rabbit, but certainly according to Rambam, comes out that the Menorah, yes, it's an Avodas Pnim, but it could be done outside, and even the Chetchila according to Rambam. So yeah, it sits in Bifnim, but the actual lighting can be done b'chutz. So it's funny that we call it Avodas Pnim. Interesting, Agamar. Now, it's not so shver, it belongs inside, that's the place. So we call it Avodas Pnim. But it's a little bit of a horror, according to Rambam, that we say that it can be done mamish l'chachila b'chutz, that we're calling it Avodas Pnim, but it's not restricted to Pnim. It's funny that we categorize. We said that l'gabi Avodas Pnim, and there is last, but l'gabi Avodas overall, Pesach, according to last Braisa, Pesach last. What do you mean? The Menorah could also be Avodas Chutz. It's a little bit of a horror that they ask on, particularly on Rambam. Bring the whole Menorah inside. Right. Theoretically, again, that's a heavy thing, that's simple, but theoretically, it would still be kosher. Tanavam. Ein lecha davar, shekayim tabash shachar. There's nothing that comes before the tabash shachar, el keteris bavad. Nothing goes before the tabash shachar besides for the keteris, shnemar, babayka babayka. It says the pasuk, babayka babayka. If you think keteris, the tabash shnemar, babayka babayka, it makes sense to put first the keteris, which has a double lashon babayka. Victor all of Aaron Akayin Keter Samim Babayker Babayker. So it has double lashon Babayker. The Mershus is elaborating on that. Ledover makes sense to go before Shalei Nemar by Elo Babayker Echad. It makes sense to go before the Tamash Shach, which only has the word Babayker once. Only has the word baker once. And there's nothing that's held back to be done until after Tamash Ben Mayim, meaning everything's done before Tamash Ben Mayim, except Ella, Keteris, Veneris, Upesach. Like we start with the first price today. Keteris goes after Tamash Ben Mayim on a daily basis, Veneris as well, and Pesach on Erev Pesach. And one more. Let's say a person was Mechusa Kippurim. Let's say a person needed, it's very, very nice, we had this actually just a couple, an hour or so ago, in Daf. Idea of Mechusa Kippurim. Mechusa Kippurim is a person who needs to bring a carbon in order to matir b'tikachim. He's done his entire process, but he's just missing the carbon at the end to be matir b'tikachim. He's not going to be able to partake in Karm Pesach that night if he doesn't have his Mechusa Kippurim. So if it wasn't done yet, even though the time of Shabbat Ben Abayim was already brought, you bring the Mechusa Kippurim as well. It's kind of like if I can bring the Pesach, I can bring the Mechusa Kippurim in order to aid being able to be part of the Karm Pesach, in order to be machsh the Karm Pesach, let's call it. Mechusa Kippurim, Erev Pesach. He'll go to the mikveh again, and then he'll eat the Pesach that night. Rabbi Shmuel ben Shemarich Merka Emer, Af Mechus Kippurim Shai Mas Hashana, Sheva Vechem Kachem Ha'arev. So Rabbi Shmuel ben Shemarich Merka says, B'chiddush. All year round, a person who was missing in Mechus Kippurim brings the carbon's brought for him even after Tamash Ben Abayim, will jump back into the mikveh, and he'll be able to eat Kachem that night. Says the Gemara, we understand the Tanakhama, we kind of explained it already. Bishlam Tanakhama, we didn't say this Nakuda, but we connected the Mechus Kippara of Erev Pesach to eating the Karm Pesach, and we say Yovei Aseid the Pesach Sheish Bekaris V'yitcha Aseid Hashlamah Sheim Bekaris. It makes sense that the Asei of Pesach, which is eating Karm Pesach, it's one of the two Aseis in all of Kol Teira. Only two Aseis come with it a pain of Karis. If one does not is not Mekayim Asei, typically he's Mevatel Asei, it's terrible, but he's not Mechuyev Karis. Only two Pesach Hamila. So it makes sense that in order to fulfill the Asei of Pesach, the Asei of Karis, it should be Deicha, the Isra Asei of Hashlama, which means to be, you have a Chiyav to have the last carbon of the day be the Tamid, Shemin Abayim. You can override that Isra, because that's not an Isra, it's not an Isra Asei of Karis. It's the Asei of Pesach is, it overrides. And who adin, the Mechusa Kapara for Pesach. Eler Bishmal Menesha Merecham Reika, who's saying it's all year round. Ma'ilm Hayasei, that's Hayasei. The Asei of eating Kashim, the Asei of Mechusa Kapara, how is that any stronger than the Asei of making the Tamid Shabbat Abayim, the last carbon? And why are you overriding the din of Tamid being the last carbon? They'll bring it tomorrow. The Mechus Kippurim, have to wait one more day, I'll bring it tomorrow. Why is one Asei overriding another? Amar Rava, Amar Chizzi, you're right. Hacha, Bechata Sa'if, Askinan, She'enim Mizbeach Aladama. You're right. We're talking about, let's say, a Metzaira, who is poor, who only brings birds, or the Zav, the Aledes, those are also cases of birds. And we're talking about the Mizbeach only gets dam. There is no carbon, there's no emurim, there's no other part, it's just dam. So for that, we say, well, we allow the eifus, the dam of the eifus on the Mizbeach. After the tamid, it's not such a, it's less of a violation of making the tamid not the last carbon, because it's still less carbon. Yeah, Pesach was saying for sure you can. We're asking, how is Rabbi Shmuel Meshach Merkel America saying all year round? It's not Erev Pesach. So we're answering that we're talking, Enachami, it's only mutter by Echatos Oif and the like, which is only done with Mizbeach. Rav Papa Amar, Afitim Echatos Behema, Kibi Chatos Behema. Mala Umalina, the Reisha Mizbeach. The Braisa means the Kayan brings the carbon up and he lets it remain overnight on top of the Mizbeach, but he doesn't burn it. Taka doesn't burn it. He doesn't burn it. Now, Lina typically makes the carbon puzzle. Leaving it overnight makes the carbon puzzle. But over here, because it's on top of the Mizbeach, it does become puzzle. So ironically enough, what happens is, Ma'as v'chiddush, your papa says, you bring the carbon to give him a kapara, chatas behema, not to chatas eif, you do zrika, you bring it up on the Mizbeach, but you don't put it in the fire, in the pyre. You don't put it in the, you're not makter it. If you're not makter it, what was the last akhtar of the day? Carbon tamid. And the next morning, you'll be makter it. Ay, psalina. There's no psalina when it's on top of the Mizbeach. So that's a creative etza to have the carbon Pesach be last, but still do your carbon afterwards. Because he's still Mechus Kippur, got his carbon done. Once you get this Riki, he's good to go. The Mechus Kippur got his carbon done, so he's able to eat his kachim, but, right, says the Gemara, Vek Ashim. L'chari, what about the Ashim Tzaira? What about the Ashim Tzaira? Right, that can't be brought with a bird. If you're, this kash only the first answer. If your teretz was, that's a chata sa'if, Ashim is not poor, Pashim Maif. Bishlam of Papa, Hadi the Ma'alma. Same answer. Bring up Thomas Bech and just don't burn it. Same answer as by Ashim as you have by Chatas. Elo Rav Chizda, the answer was, they're talking about Oif, Mike, the memory, I'm going to say over here, Amri, Shekar Vashama. You have to say, in a chami, we must be talking about a case where the guy already brought his Asham. So, Hacham Mayaskinan, we're talking about a case where he already had brought his Asham, he's only missing the Chatas, that's the Machasa Kapara, and the Eitzah is bring Oif. But in a chami, an animal wouldn't be an Eitzah. In fact, Marvek Ailo, what about Ailo? Vichitem Ailo Makva. What about the ayla that has to be brought? And what are you going to say? The ayla is not makiv. How time you learned in a brisa? Rabbi Shmuel, b'nai shor b'echam and b'echam imer, k'shem shechatasev ha-shamay, makiv b'nai say, just like the chatzat ha-shem, or ma'akiv the mitzvah from eating, k'chim, k'ach ayla is makiv say, so to the ayla is makiv him. So don't tell me that it's not makiv. V'chitem b'chikavar ayla say, and what are you going to say? The same story he said before. Just like he brought the ashem ready, he's talking about where he brought the ayla ready. Umi kavar ayla k'n chatasev, Kaidem lachatase rishon. Could he bring the eilah first before the chatas? Fatanya vikaras asher lachatas rishona. Matam leimer im lamishte kadems the eilah harik v'nemer v'sashen yasa eilah kemishpat. Says clearly the second one is mishpat. So it doesn't have to tell me a second time that the eilah goes second. Eilah zebana v'chol chatayis sheikademes l'chol eilah sabayis. No, this is a bana av for all over. When you have a chatas eilah coming together, chatas goes first. And we actually come out that even a chatas oif takes precedence over el bema. It's a big sugya. Called tader, big sugya. Smoke goes first. Eila or chatas. Gemara nizvachem daf zayin. Gemara nizvachem daf. I think it's tali aleph, where it discusses the order of what goes first. The chare, it's very clear. The chatas goes before eila. So how can you mean? What are you talking about? A case? Why are you saying that the eila came already? You shouldn't come already if the chatas wasn't brought yet. Amar Rava, we'll stop at this. Just again, I owe one quick Hanukkah point. Amar Rava, shaini eila spetzayra drachmana amar. V'ha'ayla, v'hela, ha'kayin es'ayla. The lashon of the pasuk over there is v'hela. The kayin should bring up the ayla. We darshan shehela kvar. The lashon v'hela has a connotation that he already brought up past tense. So over there, there's a drasha that the ayla may precede the chatas. Normally not, but by mitzayra it could precede. So back to our question, according to Rav Chizda, we have two answers. What's the case that you're bringing a all year round? The mitzayra is bringing b'chus kapara after the tamid. How could that be? Tamid supposed to be last. It's the assay of Tamid being last can counteract any assay of trying to get the Mechus HaKabara, his ability to get purification and to be able to catch him. The answer is, Rav Chizda's answer was, he's only bringing Chatas Oif, not Chatas Behema. And Oif doesn't go on the Mizbeach, Dam does, but not the Oif itself, and therefore it's not considered to be brought after Tamid. Aye, what about the Ashim and the Ayla? You already brought it. Aye, the Ayla has to go after Chatas? Maybe Mitzera? Not. Mitzera was saying, you already brought it. The other answer of Papa was, no, Shech Chatas. Shechta Ayla, Shechta Hashem, and don't be makter, put it all on top of his bear, and wait for the morning to be to the actual Akhtar. See, the last Akhtar was still going to be the Pesach. One quick point regarding Chanukah, really, I keep saying related to Chanukah. We know the famous piece of Kasha. That why do we celebrate, Chanukah a couple weeks from now, we celebrate 8 nights. But L'chor, there was enough oil for 1 night. It lasted for 8 nights, so 7 nights were an ace, not 8 nights. Famous piece of Kasha. The base Yosef's answer was that they saw they only had enough for 1 night. They knew it's going to take 7 days or eight, seven more days till they have new oil there, till it's produced, till it comes back. So they divided. They said, let's rather do a little bit each night. Let's do 1/8 each night. And each night, the 1/8 was enough for the whole night. That was the miracle. So it was a miracle all 8 nights. The Mefarshim take issue with that. One of the big questions with his answer is, our Gemara. We had today, on our Amud, we had that there's a Tain Lamidasa. We said one of the drushes, we didn't focus on this, but one of the drushes of Me'erevat Baker by the Menorah was, Tain Midasa Shetei Delekes Me'erevat Baker. Put enough oil in there that it should be lit from night to morning. The obligation of the lighting Menorah is to light the Menorah with enough oil that it should have enough to last overnight. Which means if you don't put in that oil, Chari Na Yaitza. So what's this Eitza of lighting 1/8? Yeah, you're not going to have enough tomorrow night. But so I should make every night puzzle? Tonight I have enough. I only have enough for 1 day. I'm going to divide it and do 1/8 each night, but 1/8 is not enough. That I'm not putting in a midah that it should be delekes me'erevat baker. So why would I split it up just because I don't have enough? But I'm messing up tonight also if I do that. Again, honestly, say samakiv. That is one of the main questions on Beis answer. Hence, again, the opening for many, many other torts. Beis Yisrael gotcha, I gave this answer, but there's literally hundreds of other answers given. The big issue with that answer is from our Gemara. Have a wonderful day.